Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 227. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 227. This is my holy instant of release. Father, it is today that I am free, because my will is yours. I thought to make another will, yet nothing that I thought apart from you exists, and I am free because I was mistaken. And it did not affect my reality at all by my illusions. Now I give them up and lay them down before the feet of truth to be removed forever from my mind. This is my holy instant of release. Father, I know my will is one with yours. Amen. And so today we find our glad return to heaven, which we never really left. The Son of God this day lays down his dreams. The Son of God this day comes home again, released from sin and clad in holiness, with his right mind restored to him at last. Holy Spirit, help me to lay down my dreams, my illusions, which I see all stem from the belief in separation. The belief that I have a name different than other. The belief that I have an identity different, separate, somehow my own. It's in this separateness that things can seem to not go my way. It's only in separateness that I can feel unloving or unloved or unlovable. Help me to lay down the identity, the belief in separateness. It keeps me searching, seeking, wanting, needing. This belief of separateness keeps me in the dark, keeps me from ever knowing the truth. Help me lay aside the belief in separateness and individual. Help me to see it clearly. And in that, as I realize that, it is my holy instant of release. And in that, I am home. I am free. Only in the belief of separateness is there a possibility of sin. Sin is an impossibility in oneness. Amen. In the Circle of Atonement commentaries, they have a meditation, which I will read as we sink deeply into our heart. Close your eyes. Sit comfortably and quiet the mind by becoming aware of your breath for 3 breaths. Letting go of the idea that there is something to do, or something to fix, or somewhere to go. Right now, be with nothing to do and nothing to fix and nowhere to go. Simply be present now. You see yourself walking through mists towards a giant pair of feet, the feet of truth. Visualize these feet however you like. Maybe they are made of stone. Maybe they are luminous and semi-transparent. You are carrying a bundle in your hands, which you are planning to lay down at those feet as an act of tribute to the truth. It would be traditional to assume that this bundle is your sins and that you will be laying them before the truth in an act of giving them up for the sake of truth. Yet the bundle is not your sins. It is your belief in your sinfulness, your belief that you are defined by your separate will that does not will as God does. Visualize the bundle however you want, but let its appearance and weight reflect the fact that this is your belief that you are sinful, your belief that you possess a wayward, destructive will that has corrupted your innocence. You reach the feet of truth. See yourself kneel before the feet and humbly lay before them the bundle. Let it be a genuine act of tribute to the truth. Laying this belief before the feet of truth is your act of giving it up in tribute to the truth and in acknowledgement of the falsity of this belief. As you look at the bundle there on the ground, it is shined away in light and is gone. Your belief in your sinfulness has been removed forever from your mind. Feel yourself freed of the heavy burden of feeling like a selfish sinner. Feel the release as you are lifted into a holy instant. Feel your right mind restored to you, as if after a long bout of insanity, you are finally sane again. You look down at yourself and see that you are clad in robes of holiness. Your purity has remained untouched. You arise, free now to come home, to walk through the door of your Father's house. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in being willing to release ourselves from the false identities. Namaste.